Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey listeners, welcome back to Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers questions that keep you up at night and questions you never even knew to ask. I'm Rachel Fultman, executive editor at Popular Science and your host for the week.
And I'm producer Jess Bodie. Rachel, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on while our sister pod, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week, is on hiatus.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
Yeah.
As much as I love the bizarre research rabbit holes we go down on Weirdest Thing, it's always satisfying to just hunker down and answer a single question. And today's query is one I've written and edited loads of stories on. What's the deal with detoxing, and is there any good way to do it?
Yeah, this sounds a little controversial.
Yes, Gwyneth Paltrow is not going to be happy about what I've got to say. We'll get into it after the break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, we're back, and Rachel is about to de-goop our brains.
Yes. What we really need a detox from is the wellness industry, but I will try to keep my snark about that to a minimum, because I totally understand why folks are concerned about so-called toxins and why they want to find ways to get rid of them. I mean, speaking personally, I have a couple of chronic conditions that mean I've always got like something at least vaguely weird and unpleasant going on with my body. So I completely get the urge to look for wellness hacks and other DIY solutions to improve your health. But when it comes to the idea that you can detox yourself, I have good news and bad news. The whole concept is kind of made up.
Okay, so there's no way to actually detox?
Well, yes and no. While none of the popular methods for detoxing actually do anything, your body is detoxing itself all the time.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a second to talk about the stuff that supposedly makes detoxing necessary. Toxins. As freelancer Aaron Blakemore pointed out in a recent piece for PopSci, what counts as a toxin varies widely depending on who you ask. In medicine, toxin refers to a biological substance that is poisonous to humans, like snake venom or botulism. Many people now also use the term to refer to other dangerous substances. Chemicals like the ones in pesticides, for example, and heavy metals like lead. But most folks who talk about detoxing, which, according to Cornell historian Adrian Rose Bitar, gained mainstream popularity in the 1970s, use the word as an umbrella term for anything supposedly unnatural or potentially harmful.
Okay, so that seems like it could mean, like, just about anything.
Exactly. On the one hand, something like alcohol, which is quite literally damaging to your body, isn't generally described as a toxin, at least in most circles, because drinking is so commonplace. On the other hand, people sometimes talk about needing to detox from sugar, which is literally necessary for our survival and brain function. I promise, listeners, you don't need to detox from sugar.
Yeah.
Even if eating less sugar makes you happier and makes your body feel better, which could be totally valid, research has shown us time and time again that making small changes to your consumption is going to be way more effective, especially in the long run, than going through like a painful period of deprivation.
Yes. Okay. That reminds me, I tried to cut out caffeine cold turkey and it really just went absolutely terribly.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I did a video for Popsy. It's on our YouTube still about it. But like the withdrawal symptoms made me feel like I straight up had the flu. Like it was so painful.
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, there are valid reasons why you might want less caffeine in your diet or none at all. There are people who have conditions that are like directly exacerbated by caffeine, but it is almost never going to be the right answer to just be like, no, no more. That makes your body freak out.
My body did freak out.
And craving something or feeling deprived when you cut it out cold turkey, it doesn't mean you've made a healthy choice. Pain is not weakness leaving the body, y'all.
Yeah.
But of course, and unfortunately, the world is full of substances that are demonstrably bad for our cells and tissues and organs. Think heavy metals like mercury and known carcinogens like formaldehyde. And of course, then there are all the viruses and microbes that can sometimes make us ill. A lot of listeners may very reasonably be wondering how to get rid of those substances more quickly. Like I said before, the bad news is that none of the popular life hacks like juicing, lymphatic massage, sitting in the sauna, drinking apple cider vinegar, whatever, actually help your body get rid of toxins. Some of these methods are harmless and can even help you in non-detox related ways. Sauna, for example, is probably pretty good for you as long as you make sure not to get dehydrated while you're in there.
I do love the sauna.
Oh my gosh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
I love a hot cold spa experience.
Yes, me too.
It gets your circulation going and wakes you up, and that's great, but you're not sweating out all that caffeine and sugar you're trying to get rid of. Just sweating out water, which again can make you very dehydrated. So sauna safely, drink a lot of water and tea and stuff. But then there are detoxing methods that can actually really mess you up. I once worked with someone who went on a juice cleanse and ended up in the hospital for days.
In the hospital? Oh my goodness.
Yes, yes. And it turns out they had diabetes, which they'd never known because they didn't have any symptoms.
That can happen?
Yeah. Oh, especially if you're type 1 and...
Sure.
I actually know a couple of late in life diagnosed type 1 diabetics. And, you know, it can just be something that like either accidentally or due to like your unique body and lifestyle scenario, you're like unknowingly managing your diabetes without medication. And then I think generally what happens is you get older and everything gets a little bit worse and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, with this person I knew going on an all juice diet sent their blood sugar into total chaos.
Right.
If I remember correctly, I think they were technically in a brief coma.
That's so scary.
Yeah. Obviously, that is an extreme case. Most people who go on a juice cleanse are not going to end up in the hospital. But it's really stuck with me as a great reminder that many of the wellness trends that get touted as being more natural or healthy than our typical practices can actually be really harmful. A much more universally applicable example of this are antioxidants. So an antioxidant is a chemical that can prevent or slow cell damage caused by the unstable molecules we call free radicals. Antioxidants like vitamin E are often marketed as being important for detoxification, but they can actually be harmful in excess. That's because your body doesn't need to be purged of free radicals and stuffed full of antioxidants. It actually needs a healthy balance of both of them.
Oh.
Yeah. Reactive oxygen species, for example, are free radicals that help tell your cells what to do. And without them, certain signals just can't get passed from cell to cell. Free radicals are also important in helping your body kill things like microbial invaders and even rogue mutated cells that would otherwise cause cancer.
Okay, wow. So they're like really important.
Yeah. And this whole detox wellness culture, this is like the antioxidant free radical thing is a very typical example of how this breaks down. It's like we decide they're like, these things are bad. These things are good.
Right.
Like, buy these good things in a powder you put in your smoothie. to purge these bad things. But actually, free radicals, which I definitely grew up only hearing that in terms of like how dangerous we must get rid of them. But right. They're like a thing your body needs.
I don't even think I fully realized that till right now. Like I still am probably brainwashed.
You are not alone, Jess. Yeah. I learned this like a year ago.
It's wild.
So yeah, when you see a headline that's like, new study shows eating too many blueberries could raise your risk of cancer. What the study actually showed was like, if you overload on antioxidants, you're actually more likely to get cancer than if you don't.
This is wild.
You'd have to eat a lot of blueberries, though.
I'm sure. I don't like blueberries. It sounds like torture for me. But it goes to show like so much of like health advice is so extreme. But in the end, like what health advice should be is like more like stuff in moderation.
Absolutely. As always, that is going to be the answer, Jess. But when we talk about detox methods, even when they aren't physically harmful, they can still backfire on you. Research suggests that people who seek out cleanses and detoxes often show signs of eating disorders. And in fact, focusing on toxins can even make disordered eating and related behaviors more severe.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not going to go down the detox road.
Yeah, just say no. Listeners, it's no good. But the good news is that your body is already great at getting rid of bad stuff all on its own. As your liver breaks the contents of your blood down into useful compounds, it's also using enzymes to dismantle dangerous compounds into less harmful molecules. Meanwhile, your kidneys can pull nasty stuff out into your urine to flush it away, while your colon helps turn other undesirables into solid waste. Tiny hairs and mucus in your respiratory tract can capture substances like microbes and dust, which allows you to cough or sneeze them out or simply swallow them so your digestive system can work on obliterating them.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything's working so hard.
Yeah, there's so many moving pieces.
In Erin Blakemore's piece for us on detoxing, she points out that there are exceptions to this system where your body just takes care of everything. You know, heavy metals and pesticides can often thwart these natural detoxing methods. And it's nearly impossible to sidestep consuming every single toxic chemical that exists in the world. Plus, you can't safely eliminate ones like lead from your system without the intervention of a licensed medical professional. There's no middle ground where your body just needs a little help from green juice to get rid of the nasties, you know?
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense. But is there anything we can do to like make our bodies better at detoxing?
That's a great question. Everybody needs a little help sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So while shots of apple cider vinegar won't give your body detoxing superpowers, there are things you can do to help keep things running smoothly. Drinking plenty of water is crucial to helping your body take out the trash. As we've noted on previous episodes of AUA, there isn't an exact number of glasses per day that is enough water, but you should drink when you're thirsty. Radical concept, I know.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, speaking personally.
Yeah, same.
Always good to have a reminder. Everyone needs goals. And getting plenty of good quality sleep is important too. In fact, as pop size Sarah Kylie Watson recently explained on an episode of The Weirdest Thing I Learned this week, your brain uses some of the time you spend snoozing to almost, though not quite literally, wring itself out like a soapy loofah.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a good fact.
So interesting.
Yeah.
We don't quite understand how that process works yet, but it seems clear that it helps protect us from accumulating the waste proteins associated with Alzheimer's. And there sure isn't any juice cleanse on the planet that can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And as usual, I guess the best health advice is just slow and boring.
Yep. Protecting your body from toxins requires the same thing that protecting your body does.
Yeah.
You want to eat a wide variety of foods, move in ways that make you feel good, and try to find ways to feel less stressed. You want to get plenty of sleep. You want to stay hydrated. Those are the tools you need.
Right.
Anyone who promises you a shortcut to wellness is probably selling something, and I can promise you it's not going to work.
Yes. Wise words. Thanks for coming on, Rachel.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
Got a question for the editors at Popular Science? Send an email to ask@popsci.com. Ask Us Anything is produced by the editors of Popular Science. This episode was written and reported by Rachel Feltman, with additional reporting by Aaron Blakemore, Donovan Coffey, and Sarah Kylie Watson. Editing and audio engineering was by me, Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Billy Cadden for writing our theme song, and to Katie Beloff for creating our logo. If you like our show, consider rating it on Apple Podcasts and leaving a review. It helps us out a lot. For more PopSci Audio content, be sure to check out our sibling podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week. Thanks for listening.